Alternative Radio.
You're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kilohertz. That's 217 meters medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Well, what do you know? I ain't seen you since me last nightmare.
Now, how did I forget to use that jingle on my Halloween show? This is the Lee Morrison Show, progressive rock
and beyond.
There is now a level zero.
That's Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Brain Salad Surgery, a song which, ironically enough, didn't appear on the original pressing of the Brain Salad Surgery album, although it was recorded at the same time, and it is included on some CD versions of the album. You'll also find it on Works Volume 2. And you'll find me right here on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1314 and 1386. My name is Lee Morrison for my sins. And the next button I press should bring up a couple of former Roxy Music partners.
Merseyland Alternative Radio, the rock of the north.
Mm-hmm.
salvage certain numbers from the wonder of the tundra, and the muses in the gloom, counting needles in their rooms, on the carpet in the corner, in a kind of secret slumber, while the information rain slashed the dirty window pane to the square.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Phil Manzanera from Diamond Head with Brian Eno on lead vocals on that song, with his usual quirky sense of humour, and that was called Miss Shapiro. Moving on now to something slightly more convention, here's U2.
U2.
That's those Irish chappies, you two, and No Line on the Horizon. You're listening to The Lee Morrison Show on Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting on 1314 and 1386 kHz in the medium wave band. And don't forget our email address, mar@rock.com, or our text number, 07504 464 678. I'll say that again, 07504 464 678, because we, the presenters, would appreciate a little bit of feedback from you, the audience. Anyway, moving along, what happens when you take a 1960s classic and remix it with modern technology? Something rather like this, I'd imagine. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
No, stop messing about.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
Thank you.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
This is your first class ticket to high speed action, and you're in the driver's seat.
That's The Doors from the Best of The Doors 2000 compilation album. Riders on the Storm, the Space Bats remix. I wonder what my illustrious namesake Jim would have made of it all. Now we go from the storm to the sun. Here's Barclay James Harvest in a song about the Egyptian sun god, or the sun in general, Ra.
Guide of all who look on from afar.
M-A-R, the heavyweight station.
That's Barclay James Harvest from the remastered edition of Oktoberon and the original mix of Ra. And since I don't have a clever way of linking that into the next piece of music, I'll just say here's Marillion.
Diary self-penned, yet another emotional suicide, overdosed on sentiments and pride. Too late to say I love you, too late to restage the play, abandoning the relics in my playground of
we'll be right back. This is the continuing sounds of Free Radio, M-A-R.
What about some Hawkwind or Marillion?
Yes, that was Marillion. From their first album, that was the title song Script for a Jester's Tear. And who would have thought from those inauspicious beginnings they would have reached the glittering heights of obscurity they enjoy today, eh? Well, speaking of obscurity, here's a fairly little-known Dutch band called Egdon Heath. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
A-R. Just quality rock from morning to night.
The rose will turn his symphony from high to deep despair, as when a man of mortal means can fail on solid air. I lock my sword in space to greet the only child newborn, when miracles of life extend beyond the rose till dawn. The rose will set the savage free, the rose will tame the beast, the rose will light the young man's heart as when it matters me. The fruit of many wounds, with maidens clutching childlike images of saddled grooms, rushing maids with gentleness and tender loving care, with every sign of innocence, but not a blush to spare.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
You know, he was the real author of A Pictorial History of Gargling. A very great work.
First off, Egdon Heath and Secret Fence, and then Cousins and Conrad, Dave Cousins of the Straubs with Connie Conrad on guitar, and The Rose. And coming up next, here's Van de Graaff Generator.
I promise.
Van de Graaff Generator and Cat's Eye Yellow Fever Running. It's like they had three different titles for the song and couldn't decide which one to use, so they stuck all three on it at once. My name is Lee Morrison and you're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1314 and 1386 kHz, 228 and 217 metres in the medium wave band. You can also listen in on our pristine stereo web stream, and you'll find that at mar.me.uk. It's www.mar.me.uk, where you'll find lots of other information about the station, the presenters, and even a bit about me. My name's Lee Morrison. If you want to write to me or any of our other fine presenters here at Merseyland Alternative Radio, you can send us an email at mar@rock.com, or you can text us on 07504 464 678. That's 07504 464 678. More classic rock now with Led Zeppelin. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Led Zeppelin, Trampled Underfoot, a song about cars and sex. Drive safely.
Okay, Richard Mills, I'm arresting you on suspicion of being over the drink drive limit. You have the right to remain silent, but anything you do say may be taken down and given in evidence. You have the right to a 12-month ban. You have the right to swap your GTI for a microscooter. You have the right to have a little cry when no one's around. You have the right to grovel disgracefully to keep your job when the boss finds out. You have the right to punch the wall every time you hear "If I Could Turn Back Time" by Cher. You have the right to...
Even a couple could put you over the limit. Think. Don't drink and drive.
Weekend Sound of M.A.R. Yeah, poor old Richard Mills. He could have been a general, you know. General Mills? Yeah, maybe that makes more sense to our American listeners, if any. You're listening to The Lee Morrison Show on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1314 and 1386 kHz. Continuing now with some classic Jethro Tull.
Well, the dawn was coming, heard him ringing on my bed. He said, my name's a teacher, oh, that is what I call myself.
This is the Lee Morrison Show, progressive rock
and beyond.
I'm laughing about it right now. Inside. If you were my pancreas, you'd know what I was talking about.
I'm your darling. I'm 20 degrees and you're stalling. Accepted by my sensibility.
is the Lee Morrison Show, progressive rock
and beyond.
Highly illogical.
Well, as you might have guessed from the short snatch of the Tubular Bells theme at the start and the appearance of the Piltdown Man voice, that was Mike Oldfield and a song called 5 Miles Out, about a real life incident when he was caught in a storm in a small plane. And if things had turned out differently, we might never have had Tubular Bells too. Well, I guess on the whole that would have been a bad thing. And before that, Jethro Tull and The Teacher. I never really thought much of teaching as a profession. I mean, you spend years at school being taught by a bunch of boring idiots, and then you become a boring idiot who teaches another bunch of people at school. You might gather from that that I didn't have a very high opinion of my teachers at school. I suppose some of them were all right, but others, well, if there's any justice in the world, they'll be working in commercial radio now. We are not commercial radio, of course. We're free radio, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1314 and 1386 kilohertz, and the internet, mar.me.uk. But now here's something for all the Monty Python fans out there, and even if you've seen all of the TV shows, the German TV specials, the Monty Python Live at Drury Lane video, and all the films and heard all of the LPs, you still might not have heard this one.
In a nutshell, the problem of the CFJ has arisen from a dispute amongst the members of the PPFC, who have decided to appeal to the NTSU for permission to take action against the LSM in their dispute with the NFOR. The NFO itself has come out firmly against the CYP, accusing the BFO of not listening to the KY or even the more moderate CSI, and rejecting the report of the BACON on AK achievements during the current BFP in favour of the STSCP. This dispute, which arose last MAY, has spread to the TFO, which is itself appealing against a BRN ruling to the GLM against the PYB elements of the NPU. Well, will it be Mugambi's FNP, or can Harkin's DNY provide last-minute support to the FDO to bolster the failing appeal of the BFN-FU? Or is it simply too late to understand just what is going on here? This is Ronald Allison in MANC.
Manchester.
Thank you.
Turn that rubbish off. People like that should be drummed off the media.
What, squaw?
Drummed off the media. That man shouldn't be cluttering up the wave bands when there are vital issues to be aired.
Well, he was only an ordinary bloke, wasn't he, sir?
Oh, pardon my holistic error. Excuse me while I nip down my well of personal experience and revitalise myself in the stream of common consciousness. Yes, that's better. Oh, yes, I see it. Yin-yang. Action and reaction. That bloke's drivel was as a counterbalance for my own clarity of thought when I said, turn that rubbish off.
You always like this, sir.
Why should I be categorised as being like this merely because I'm telling it like it is?
Look, mate, I don't know what you're on about, but I'm here to sell radios.
My poor fellow, does that summarise your lot? I am a seller of radios, period. I would like to take issue with you on your limited vision of yourself. Now, my good fellow, what are you doing here?
Selling radios.
No, no, what are you doing here on this earth? What is your prime function?
Sell more radios.
That, at least, would be ambition. No, try again. My meaning elude you. You sell radios, right?
Yes.
Now, what do radios do?
Play music.
Yes, and?
News bulletins.
And?
Well, that's entertainment, isn't it?
Is it? We'll let that pass. Now, we had reached a point where your description of a radio's function encompassed music, news, and, for the nonce, in parenthesis, entertainment.
Are you from an home of some kind?
An home? An home? I see. Now you postulate my voluntary commitment to some asylum or psychiatric outpatients, possibly. Far from it, young man. What I am driving at are bigger issues. Radios are for communications.
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, supposed, at last. Now, young man, do you not see? Is that not clear now? Your life is not fettered to the humdrum of this counter. You should conceive your life as that of a bringer of tidings, a purveyor of communications, the very fabric of our human soul. You could, if you chose with reason, liken yourself to Hermes himself, the patron of merchants and messengers. Yes, young man, a veritable Greek god. I sell radios, indeed. You mock yourself. Now, suddenly, doesn't everything, a purpose, become clearer to you?
Oh, yes, sir. It does, as a matter of fact, yes.
Good, good. Splendid fellow. Now, having been at pains to establish some kind of rapport, please, could you mend this radio?
What's wrong with it?
The socket for the power plug has come adrift.
Ah, sounds simple enough, yeah. You bought the machine from us, did you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so, sir.
What?
No, we don't stock that model, I'm afraid.
I did buy it here.
No, sir. 2E, yes, but this is a 2EL. We don't stock them, sir.
You did?
Never.
Really, so hard-won rapport is cast to the wind. Well, it just so happens that I'm ahead of you this time. I've had trouble of this kind here before. Not only in this shop, but in this country in general. Avoidance of responsibility is as English as toasted muffins.
Toasted what?
I shall ignore that. You will not destroy my flow. I have a sales docket here headed Studio Sounds. This is Studio Sounds, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but there are several studios.
One for 2 Greencroft Place, London, England, the universe, the world.
Yes.
It states quite clearly, sold on the 8th of January, 1981, cassette recorder number 2EL.
Could I have a look at that, sir? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I see, sir. There has been an error.
Good. So if you would effect the repair...
Repair? No, I can't do that, sir. You see, there's the error. It says number 2EI, not L, that's an I.
No, good try, but I'm afraid not. There is no such thing as a model 2EI or 2E1. That, my lad, is an L. Here is the maker's catalogue.
Well, no one in this shop would have written it. 2EL. We don't sell them. Never have.
Well, they did.
But?
Yeah?
We never sold 2ELs, have we?
Never heard of them.
This gentleman, Mr. Fang, was here with me at the time and was a witness to the sale.
Yes, I came with this gentleman and took the Polaroid of him buying the Ricardo in this shop.
Now, wriggle out of that.
All right, look, we're very busy at the moment. I can't take one of my electronic engineers off whatever he's doing just to do a little thing like that. But I'll tell you what, you leave it with us and I'll do my best for you.
When would it be ready?
Oh, 9 months.
No. Now, look here. I rang this shop before bothering to come down here with precognition of your obstructive policies, and your managing director, Mr. Kyle's plate, said this. May I use your machine?
Yes, sir, just bring it in and we'll fix it in a jiffy, as you're an old customer.
Oh, why didn't you say you're an old customer? Oh.
You mean bringing back the recorder, the receipt, a manufacturer's catalogue, a witness of the sale and a Polaroid flash of the event was insufficient evidence. And had I not had the foresight to record my conversation with your managing director, I would have completely wasted my time?
Frankly, yes, sir.
So I surmised. Now, I have to warn you and all your staff that this shop is surrounded by armed men. Kindly inform all your workmates that I wish to have words with them.
Sorry, sir. Tea break.
Now, I am loath to use firearms, but my experience with British industry in general has forced me into this position. Your job, each one of you, is to sell hi-fi equipment and to provide a reasonable after-sale service as written out in your guarantees. This is not a tricky job. It does not require years of painstaking research, hours of book learning, or supreme physical fitness. You are paid a reasonable wage, otherwise you presumably would not be fools enough to be here at all. Am I right? Now, given that, why will you not enhance your own lives and those of people around you by rendering the services to which, by your presence, you lay claim?
Well, why should we?
I beg your pardon?
Well, who do you think you are?
Ah, you again. Just read the name at the top of that sales docket.
Mr. Armageddon.
Correct. And... better luck in your next incarnation. Mr. Fang, let us leave.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
Two sketches by Monty Python that you might not have heard before. Acronyms followed by Radio Shop. And the reason you might not have heard them is that they haven't been released officially because they were originally intended for the Monty Python's hastily cobbled together for a fast buck album, which was intended as a follow-up to Monty Python's contractual obligation album but was never released officially. Although, as you've just heard, bootleg copies of it have been circulating for some time now. Although while that was playing, I did a bit of internet research and I realised that some of the sketches were actually issued as bonus tracks on the Monty Python CDs. And to my shame, I've just realised that I don't actually have the latest versions of all the Monty Python CDs. So it's quite possible that the sketches I played are officially available somewhere. I just didn't realise it. So hastily moving on, here's Anglo-Israeli band Blackfield.
Summer tracks.
paperbacks. We found them all in the black field. In the shade, whistle blades, singing fades in the black field. She wants to stay and talk all day. So
this is the Lee Morrison Show.
It's only a model.
Featuring Stephen Wilson of Porcupine Tree and Israeli star Raviv Geffen. That's Blackfield from Blackfield and Blackfield.
There's a guy I know. Wanted to get some respect. So he got himself a gun. Said it would change his life. He was right. It completely changed his life. He's dead. Trident. StopTheGuns.org.
The music lives on.
Across Liverpool and beyond. We are M.A.R. Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Listen to the Paul J. Today programme on M.A.R. Saturday and Sunday, half 5 till 7.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to miss that. And in the meantime, you've got Lee Morrison, and we're chilling out with Genesis. This is from A Trick of the Tail, and it's called Entangled.
Meant to be seen but not heard.
stop me from dreaming, don't be upset. Sentenced to drift far away now. Nothing is quite what it seems. Sometimes entangled in your own dream.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
That's Genesis and a mesmerising song called Entangled from Trick of the Tail. Well, that's just about it from the Lee Morrison Show. I'll be out of here in a moment. MAR will continue until about midnight. And don't forget that next week, instead of MAR, RJN will be on the air on these frequencies as a tribute to Rick Dane, who passed away almost 8 years ago now. So that's our RJN tribute broadcast, which will be on the air on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of November. And you can find full details of that at rjn.me.uk. That's rjn.me.uk. I hope you'll tune in, but until then, this is Lee Morrison saying thanks for listening. Unless you've all gone out and left the cat in front of the radio, in which case, meow.
So that's the story. And what was the real lesson? Don't leave things in the fridge.